Just a great sense of the presence of God, and a morning like this hopefully isn't your whole buzz for the week, but hopefully it enriches your life in a deep and meaningful way. We just got back, the leadership team, from the Pioneer National Conference, annual conference, just got back last night. I know over the next couple of weeks we'll spill out a little bit of some of the stuff to do with that, but the sort of main headline that we just want to tell you all about, because we're very excited about it, Ness Wilson, who's our regional gaffer, who preached here back in October, is now the leader of Pioneer UK, which is absolutely great. And Billy Kennedy, who led it before, has moved more internationally because there's lots of groups from all over the world becoming part of Pioneer. So she's a friend of ours, and we love all that's happening in the interaction together, and we're just very pleased to sort of tell you that that's the shift that has been happening, and we were part of yesterday afternoon when they laid hands on her and commissioned her. Just fantastic. So here we are, Isaiah 54. I think we're on about week five or six of this. I'm not going to retrace the steps, mainly because of time, of the last couple of weeks. But within this, the last couple of weeks, I've spoken about growing capacity. Pam alluded to it a few minutes ago. Growing capacity. And we've done a lot of stuff and looked at a lot of stuff that's been very challenging, helping us become bigger people. And it just struck me that as you look around, even without all the kids here, there's not that much room in the building here, which is, as a leader, very satisfying. And when you talk about growing church, people usually think about more bums on seats and numbers and packed out auditoriums. That's great and that's good, but actually within that, growing church is about not just numbers, but bigger people. And that's what we're sort of talking about and addressing through these verses here in Isaiah 54, verse 1 to 3, which will appear in the next half hour. Sing, barren woman. You're familiar with this now. You who never bore a child, burst into song, shout for joy, you who were never in labor, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has no husband, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent, stretch your tent curtains wide, do not hold back, lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes, for you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities. If you've got your mobile phone with you, can you take it out and have it somewhere handy? You'll need to use it in a minute as part of the response to this message. You have permission to have your phone out. Please don't play just for at least 15, 20 minutes. Just, you know, just hold it there, hold it there. Just in the few minutes I've got, I want to bring yet another different dimension of what I think Isaiah is getting at in these incredible verses. We've heard one or two people talk about the whole surrounding thing of the sort of Isaiah, the political situation, the sort of drama that he was speaking into. And I think in it all, one of the things that I believe is really key to all of this and key for us today as 21st century believers is that suddenly he's not getting hold of something and saying, guys, this has all gone really belly up. And so what we're going to do, like many people would, is we've got a new plan here that hopefully, if the last plan didn't work, this one might be the one to really take us forward and grow us and help us. Now, if you know your Bible and you know the consistency of the Bible, that is not the message that goes from Genesis to Revelation. In fact, what you get right throughout all the great headline stories of the Bible into the New Testament, just not the Old Testament, is you were born for this. Time won't allow me, but I'd love to go through some of the great stories that some of you are familiar with in the Old Testament and how again and again and again the people who were leading, the kings, the prophets, those who were the voice of God to the people of Israel, constantly within their message was embedded this call. This isn't a new idea. This isn't a new concept. Actually, you were born for this. So imagine you're one of the kids walking around the walls of Jericho and you've gone round for the umpteenth time. time, and you're saying to your mum and dad, you know, what's the game here, guys? I'm bored stiff. I'm walking around this again. Surely there's got to be some plan here. And as a good Hebrew parent, you would be talking to that child, not just saying to them, this is God's idea, which it is, of course, that's true. But actually, there's something about the development of the message of God that speaks to every one of you, that you as my child, as a Hebrew baby, you were born for what this is leading us towards. The message of Jesus is exactly the same in the New Testament. He's not saying abandon all of this history and all that's gone on before. Actually, the blueprint of God remains the blueprint of God. We need some adjustments. We need to get rid of the sin that has spoiled it all. But actually, if you look at the original plan of God's intention for your life, you and I were born for this. So, I want us to get a bit of rhythm. Anybody ever been to a silent disco? Don't be embarrassed. But suddenly everybody's like, yeah, you're not embarrassed, Steve. I'm not, yeah. Now some of you are going, silent disco. That's very trendy. Well, actually, this is a picture from one. Not the one I was at. This is... the idea being, for those of you that don't know, you know what a disco is, you know, you get the old ABBA songs, you know, you are the dancing queen, Theresa May style. Not. So there's a rhythm that's beating out and everybody's moving to the groove and making all the moves and the shapes better than me. With a silent disco, it's not some guy at the front giving it some ee-ee-ee. What it is you have a pair of headphones. That's a good one. You have a pair of headphones and everybody has an individual one and you have a choice of what song you particularly want to move to the groove with. And so you take your headphones off, you clearly can't hear anything, but there's all these people giving it all the stuff around the dance floor. Silent disco. Perhaps we'll try it one Sunday. Silent word. Game for a bit of that? That'd be fun, wouldn't it? Like Hillsong, Bethel, John Wesley. You were born for it. Why do I say that? Because the history of God and his people has a rhythm to it. Your life has a rhythm to it. Even though some days, particularly if you've got young kids and, you know, it's here, there and everywhere, there's still a rhythm and a general pattern to the way that you live. You know, the whole eat, work, sleep. Eat, work, sleep. Join me. I'm going to get you doing some memoria in a minute. Some of you are looking a bit too cool to do an eat, work, sleep. So stay cool. Left side, this lot here. Cool side. Move over. So, when Isaiah is looking at the people and he's bringing this message about enlarge, grow, increase the capacity, you were born for this, he's reminding them that there's something about their life and their history and their faith that has got a rhythm to it, but somehow the rhythm has got lost. And some of them have put their headphones on and they're out of beat with the rest of the people. In fact, God's playing the tune. He's the DJ. And some of them are with it. Some of them are totally oblivious. Some of them sat at the side drinking their lemonade. So what's the rhythm? Please just humor me. You know, we'll be gone in a few minutes. Both hands in the air. Even the cool side. I've got you. Then hands, fingers at your chest. And then point forward without prodding somebody in front of you. Front row, you're okay. So it's like this. It's like upward, inward, outward. Upward, inward, outward. Upward, inward. Oh, yeah. Oh, keep going, Pete. Keep going. Sound desk, give it to me. And Rob. Whoa. And then I will come, says the Lord. You're Rob. What's all that about? There's meaning to that, really, because I want to, just in these few moments, I will be done soon. Upward, inward, outwards. There's a rhythm to that that was the Hebrew pattern, that is our pattern, that is something I want to get hold of this morning. Upward. Isaiah's trying to remind the people that this is what they were born for. Number one, they were born to look upward, to honor God, making it their passion, making it our passion to know Him. And that's the message of Isaiah, couched in just a few simple words, a momentum of the prophet that God is trying to bring. So upward, then inward. So we've honored God, then we build people, those around us. That's what church is about, making it this time our priority to live Him. And I think you've probably got the third one. Outward. Making it our purpose to flip. Making it our purpose to share Him. Hebrew. So there's that upward, inward, outward, upward, inward, outward. There's a rhythm there that has been broken and that Isaiah is trying to get back together. So some of them possibly had the upward one. They were still honoring God, but they'd lost the sense of community and togetherness. Some of them might have got the community. They've lost God. And others probably had forgotten the idea that God had said to them, I have chosen you that you might be a living example of my lordship in a community of people. That was Israel. That is us. So the obvious question, what's your passion? What's your priority? What's your purpose? That's the pattern and the rhythm that not only was Isaiah reminding the people of, but this morning I want to just remind you and I, the salvation, if you know God, that God has brought into your life, means that what He's done, He's recouped all that has been lost because of sin. And He's reminding you that this isn't just a different alternative idea. This is the new creation based on the original creation. That you were purposed, the image of God in you brought out, beginning to live so that actually you do the upwards, you do the inwards. And then you can't help but want to tell the world outwards about what your life is for and that they too were born for this. So let me spend just a minute or two on one or two things practically here. Then it's phone time. We're talking about strengthening and lengthening, and many have responded great to the growing capacities that we've talked about the last couple of weeks. Some of the stories within there about life being increased and how we deal with stress in growing capacity. So here, what's happening at Life Church that some of you are engaged in, but I want all of you to get the rhythm. Yeah? We're not a silent disco. Actually, headphones off, become part of what God is about and what God is doing. Prayer. Just over, about 6 weeks ago, a few people were dispatched. We talked about it on our vision mornings. To create prayer hubs. The idea being that they were just thrown out to go and grab at least half a dozen people and just begin to pray together. So my hub, we met 6 a.m. Somebody went, really? Best time we could get together. Other groups have met over lunch. Other groups have done various other things. But the exciting thing is this. Because if we've only sent out about 7 people and they're just gathering 6 or 7 people each, that's about 40 people. And I've heard the whisper. The people going, why am I being chosen? This is my response. I love the fact that you want to pray. So I actually invite you this morning. We've said we're not doing this as a big thing. It's not announced here this Wednesday that the hubs are meeting. No. Each of those hub leaders have got their people together and they've said to them, this isn't a home group. This isn't caring for one another. This is about praying externally, praying for stuff out there. And in a month or two's time, or a bit longer than that, you two are going to go grab 6 people and do the same. We're going to reproduce it till eventually everybody is engaged in prayer through a hub somewhere or other. And I've already got people. Somebody only a couple of days ago and said, can I do a hub? I love you. It might be that some of you here want to do that. You feel it's an initiative. I'd like to be somebody who grows up. I think one of the hubs have met in the cathedral to pray. Wow. Look out for those people strengthening and lengthening what is the breakthrough beyond any great organization, great music, great preaching. Without the breakthrough push of prayer, we're entertaining. Simple as. And if you're not engaged in prayer anywhere in your life, you're out of rhythm with what your salvation is. Let me talk about a few more. Freedom in Christ, strengthening and lengthening. We did it as a whole church back in the autumn, and it was great that so many people engaged with it, and we're going to run it as part of the cycle of life each year following Alpha, so that the Alpha crowd can link into that, and people who haven't been able to catch up can do that. It's part of the growing bigger people. I tell you what, something I've loved that is a bit sort of probably under the radar. The last couple of months, Sarah invited me to go to Dabbling Deeper and run what we call Life Academy, which used to be called Desert Rats. And in the text that Sarah and I have exchanged, it's been great, hasn't it, Sarah? I have just loved being with a crowd of about 12 teenagers. And it's a very structured thing. They have to plan stuff. They have to talk about stuff. There's a theme. There's memory verses. There's stories they have to tell about their life and their destiny. Man. You know, obviously, it can't happen, but I'd love to tell you some of the stuff that some of your kids have been saying about the way that they believe God. And they said it, not me, believe God has shaped their lives. And they're like 14, 15, 16-year-olds. Oh, yes! Please get excited. Teenagers getting hold of God, believing and calling their lives should make you nearly wet yourself. I'm too old. No, I'm We announced and we've taken an offering towards having a youth and kids leader installed on staff at church here. It's part of the strengthening and lengthening because of the mass of kids that we've got in this church. And, you know, I've preached in church with less people than the kids we've got here, the 80-odd under-18s that we've got. Wow. And as much as we can, we want to invest into that. And we believe this is the next stage of movement that we might strengthen and lengthen that whole kids' youth. And that's no disrespect to the kid people who are leading it at the moment, Sarah and all the others. Absolutely fantastic. So what we're saying to them is we want to help you more do what you do. And if that's practical, spiritual, whatever, the more we can give to that in terms of time and energy and staff, the better. Those are the ways that we're looking in terms of strengthening and lengthening. They're just immediate. To see this body of Christ built up and to see the rhythm of God's call in our lives. Upward, inward, you've had enough of that now. People send me this from all over the place. You know, it's a little bit it's my strap line. Wear the T-shirt, but it was dirty, so I couldn't wear it this morning. Gardening in a Carpe Diem T-shirt. It's not good. I think Paul Cotton sent me one from on holiday. There was a shop, Carpe Diem. Bus stops with pictures on them. I love this phrase, seize the day. Take hold of here and now. Hear the voice of the Spirit. So rhythm-wise, if you've got your mobile phone, just please grab it, load it up, and go to your calendar, diary, whatever you've got there. And at least for the immediate future, if it goes on forever, that will see God break out massively. I just think it would be great that your alarm goes off at 6 p.m. every night from tonight onwards. And you press your alarm to say stop. And whether you sat around the table with the family, whether you're on your own, wherever, it takes 30 seconds, I tried it this morning, to say the Lord's Prayer. I'm not challenging you, I'm saying, come on, guys. It's all right me talking about rhythm and you getting it and understanding it and get the adrenaline of what I'm presenting here. But let's begin doing something that's going to generate a rhythm. So I'm inviting you with me that at 6 o'clock tonight, whatever's going on, just for 30 seconds, you'll pause the alarm as it goes off, and you'll say the Lord's Prayer, whichever version. I'm sure you'll default. And then tomorrow night. And I'll tell you something. For those of you that don't often pray around the family table, what a great opportunity that the alarm goes off at 6 o'clock when you're all sat there with your smiley faces and fish fingers. And you say, hey, kids, Steve, the church, whoever has asked us just to say the Lord's Prayer. Be creative. Have it written down. And I don't know. Do whatever you want. And so tomorrow night and onwards, we've got a mass crowd of people saying the Lord's Prayer. We're getting involved in the Archbishop's initiative of Thy Kingdom Come, based all around this, around the Pentecost time that's coming up in a few weeks' time. This week it's Lent. For those of you who are Pentecostal by birth. And I know many of you get involved in this and do something. There's one great thing that many people sign up to, 40 acts. So for 40 days, if you're not familiar with it, I won't explain it all to you now. Come and talk to myself, Penny, one of the leaders, or just go online and tap in 40 acts of stewardship. And basically what happens is every day for 40 days during the time of Lent, into your mobile phone will come up just a little task for the day. It's nothing too onerous or expensive. It will push you just a tiny little bit. Or you can sit comfortably and put your headphones on and dance to your own tune. Great one. What an opportunity to begin to increase the spirituality of our life before God and our life before our family and our life before those around us. As Paul said, you know what? Great opportunity. Where other opportunity where people who haven't a clue you are will come and ask you, so what is it you believe? What is it about the Bible? All the questions that come out. Wow, wow, wow. Rhythm. We've got to do it, haven't we, just before I pray and finish. Upward, inward, outward. Upward, inward, outward. Oh! Upward, inward, outward. If you're new to this church, I'm not preaching next week, you're safe. Other speakers are available. And is it you next week, Penny? Penny. Some good. So, I think you've got the idea. This was Isaiah. This is what he was bringing to the people. This is what he was trying to call them back to. You've lost the rhythm. You've put your headphones on and you're dancing to your own tune. When out there God has got the record and he's playing it out there, get your flipping headphones off and dance with the rest. It's the message of the gospel. That's what God called us to. When he sort of said, you're dancing to the tune of all that the devil would put out there, come and dance to my tune. Oh yeah, I like that one. Hope is here. Guys, musical people, run as quick as you can up here. We need to sing this song. Run. Go on, Ian. Come on, James. Move them legs. That's running musician style, I think. You did, Tim. Thank you.
Thank you. I ran like Gandalf. But hey, there's no need for that.
Can we have the words up, Rob? Hope is here. Shout the news. Not whisper. Shout the news to everyone. It's a new day. Peace come. Jesus saves. Verse, next bit is coming. Mercy triumphs at the cross. Love has come and it's rescued us. It's got us back in the rhythm. So, we're going to sing this and we're going to prove that we've got rhythm. Yeah. That might be, you just tap your feet if you're embarrassed about anything else, man. I love to, you know, do it. If you're a bit more free, Andre's your choreographer. Oh, he's the man. Simon's going for it at the back there. He's like, yeah, look at that one. At least clap. Yeah? To prove you've got rhythm. upward, inward, outward. Yeah! Let's stand together and with enthusiasm for the things of God, knowing that we're going to be praying the Lord's Prayer tonight, tomorrow night, and beyond, and we're going to see God's kingdom come in ever-increasing measure. Take it away.